Now, the rest of the story. Tony was sleeping peacefully in his hotel room when suddenly he was awakened by a thunderous roar. It was a shouting, screaming mob in the street, men carrying torches approaching the hotel. Tony shot out of bed, gazed through the window in terror. They had come for him, come to kill him, he thought. As the mob marched closer, their voices seemed to shake the building. Moments later, the hotel manager arrived breathless at Tony's door. If you don't come out, they'll set fire to the building, he said. Tony answered, no way. There was a sound of shattering glass. Rocks and vegetables were being thrown at the windows. They're after you, the manager cried. You must leave before the whole place is destroyed. But Tony could not face that mob, not after they had nearly killed him the night before. That previous night, Tony had been playing an instrument in the orchestra pit of a local theater that he had also written the music for the evening's entertainment was a fact whispered among the audience until all were aware of it. The show was entitled The Useless Precaution. The Useless Precaution. In the first part of the production, an unscheduled domestic cat appeared on the stage, and a couple of men in the show chased the cat to and fro until, in desperation, the cat sought refuge. Well, it sought refuge inside the ample gown of one of the women performers, and that was the only thing the audience enjoyed all evening. They sat in icy silence for a while. Then they started whistling and jeering. At one point, Tony stood to applaud his own music. That infuriated the audience even more. And eventually the hissing and the hooting grew so loud that the offending music couldn't be heard at all. As the production concluded, the angry tumult rose to riotous proportions. Suddenly, Tony was looking out over a sea of raised fists and hostile expressions, and then the crowd began throwing things, anything they could get their hands on, and Tony fled, his clothing soiled and shredded. But he did manage to escape with his life, an accomplishment not at all certain until he had returned to his hotel room and locked the door behind him. Now, the following night, the next night, as you already know, the crowd came to Tony's hotel. And yet, while he may have been justified in believing they meant him harm, they did not. In fact, this second night, they had come to cheer him. They had come to cheer the new opera which he had written, the opera which had debuted only the night before. For you see, for some reason, the opening night crowd had hated the piece, and yet the second performance, the one the following evening, was so adored that the audience marched down to the young composer's hotel, demanding to pay their respects. They went to the hotel initially to pay their respects, but when in fear he refused to appear, then the second night's audience became angry, and once again, the life of the young man was in danger. 23-year-old Tony Gioacchino Antonio Rossini was threatened because of an opera once entitled The Useless Precaution, an opera which you have cheered many times since, for ultimately it was renamed The Barber of Seville. And now you know the rest of the story.